The widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, one of four soldiers killed in Niger, says President Trump's condolence call only made things worse. Maisha Johnson spoke to Good Morning America today.
What he said was...
The president.
Yes, the president said that he knew what he signed up for, but it hurts anyways. It made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it. Like he couldn't remember my husband's name.
President Trump disputes this, but there's no denying that the issue has focused attention once again on Gold Star families. Bonnie Carroll is president and founder of TAPS, which stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. She spoke to Here and Now's Alex Ashlock in Washington on Friday.
Grief is a very private matter. And for our families, when they suffer the loss of a military loved one, there is a public mourning. But then we know, those of us who have suffered that loss and are walking this journey, that that continues. And it is a very private journey that goes on for days, weeks, months, and years to come.
And it's been a personal journey for you.
It has. In 1992, my husband, Brigadier General Tom Carroll, was killed in an Army aviation crash up in the mountains of Alaska. He and seven other soldiers lost their lives that day. You know, it was peacetime, but at the time of his death, he was wearing a uniform with the United States Army in an aircraft, with seven other soldiers. And, you know, he was a combat veteran. Fortunately survived that time of his service, but perished in this way.
Are Gold Star families reaching out to you now because of this controversy that it's in the news? Is this putting, they're already under incredible stress because they've lost loved ones, but is this just adding to their stress in a way?
TAPS has received so many calls. We have over 70,000 families who are part of this national network of comfort and care. Right now, we are getting, on average, over the course of this year alone, 16 newly bereaved families each and every day. That means by the end of this year, we will probably have over 6,000 new surviving military family members as part of all that TAPS offers. And that's not only this national network of peer-based emotional support, what many of the families have been speaking out about, connecting with those who truly understand. But it's also casework assistance, it's connections to grief counseling in local communities, and it's our 24/7 helpline, because grief isn't 9 to 5.
What do they need right now in this political climate?
Families need to connect with each other to know that they are safe, to know that their loved one's life and service is honored above all else. That this moment in the media may be fleeting, but the journey that they are on is a lifetime. That it is about the love that they have for this hero in their lives. That it is about remembering and honoring. The conversation has shed a light on the service of our men and women in uniform, and then especially on the sacrifices that are made by those who serve and by the families left behind.
Bonnie Carroll is president and founder of TAPS. She spoke with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. You're listening to Here and Now.